bringing you what is old and what is new from the storehouse of God. Welcome to Logos, the Word of God, from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses and the priestly Levites then said to all Israel, "Silence! Listen, O Israel! Today you become the people of the Eternal your God. Therefore you must obey what the Eternal your God orders, keeping his commands and rules, which I enjoin upon you this day." Moses gave the people this charge on the same day: "When you have crossed from the Jordan, the following shall stand on Mount Gerizim to bless the people: Simeon, and Levi, and Judah, and Issachar, and Joseph, and Benjamin. And on Mount Ebal, the following shall stand to pronounce the curse: Reuben, Gad, and Asher, and Zebulun, and Dan, and Naphtali. The Levites shall proclaim aloud to all the men of Israel, 'A curse on the man who carves or casts an idol, which the Eternal detests, the work of a craftsman's hands, erecting it in secret.' And all the people shall answer, 'So be it.' A curse on the man who dishonors his father or mother. And all the people shall answer, 'So be it.' A curse on the man who removes his neighbor's landmark. And all the people shall answer, 'So be it.' A curse on the man who misleads a blind man on the road. And all the people shall answer, 'So be it.' A curse on the man who tampers with the rights of an alien, an orphan, or a widow. And all the people shall answer, 'So be it.' A curse on the man who lies with his father's wife, because he has dishonored his father. And all the people shall answer, 'So be it.' A curse on the man who lies with any kind of animal. And all the people shall answer, 'So be it.' A curse on the man who lies with his sister, whether she is the daughter of his father or his mother. And all the people shall answer, 'So be it.' A curse on the man who lies with his mother-in-law. And all the people shall answer, 'So be it.' A curse on the man who murders his fellow countrymen secretly. And all the people shall answer, 'So be it.' A curse on the man who accepts a bribe to murder some innocent person. And all the people shall answer, 'So be it.' A curse on the man who will not give effect to the words of this law. And all the people shall answer, 'So be it.' If only you will listen carefully to what the Eternal your God orders, mindful to carry out all his commands which I enjoin upon you this day, then the Eternal your God will lift you high above all the nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, if only you will listen to the voice of the Eternal your God. You shall be blessed in town and in country. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body and of your ground, the young of your cattle and the lambs of your flock. Full shall your basket be and your kneading trough. Blessed shall you be as you start out and as you come home. The foes who attack you, the Eternal will rout before you. They may assail you all together, but they shall fly before you in all directions. The Eternal will command you to be blessed in your barns and in every enterprise to which you put your hand, blessing you in the land which the Eternal your God assigns you. The Eternal will confirm your position as a people sacred to himself, as he swore to you, if you obey the orders of the Eternal your God and live his life, so that when all the nations of the earth see you are owned by the Eternal, they may stand in awe of you. The Eternal will make you overflow with prosperity in the fruit of your body, of your cattle, and of your ground, the ground that the Eternal swore to your fathers that he would give you. The Eternal will open His rich treasury of heaven for you to bestow rain in due season on your land, blessing you in all your labors, so that you shall lend to many a nation, but never need to borrow from them. So shall the Eternal put you at the head, not at the tail. You shall always be rising, never falling, as you listen to the commands of the Eternal your God, which I enjoin upon you this day, and carry them out carefully, never swerving to the right or the left from any of the injunctions I lay upon you this day, by going after any other gods to worship them. You've been listening to The First Covenant from the book of Deuteronomy.